Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Recently, I caught up with second-year Thunder Basin Bolthead football coach Trent Pakula. We previewed the defensive side of the football. We started by talking about the defensive line situation.
The first guy you look at is Marcus Glick. Marcus started his sophomore year at Campbell County High School, and then he started last year for us. He was a first-team all-conference guy. You know, and he's just a seasoned guy that's been around the block, plays defensive end. And Marcus is just got a ton of speed on the corner, on the edge, excuse me. So he just does a really good job for us. Opposite him, I think Blaine Brink, who was also in the running for our quarterback job, so quarterback / DN, you don't see that very often, but he's going to be at the other defensive end. Inside, Latham Hodges and Brendan Jordan, I think, are both those two guys have done a really nice job. And then we've got a lot of depth there. I think Nathan Vargas, Will McClain, Zach Shippey, Ethan Tarver. There's quite a few guys, Jackson Black, that we kind of rotate through there. Defensive line is one of those spots where you get tired real fast because you're just taking a pounding, and so we'll rotate quite a few guys through there.
Now the linebacker position, you have one returning starter on the linebacker spot. Who's stepping up otherwise?
Well, you know, the returning starter is Terrence Schwartz. Again, Taron was a first-team all-conference kid last year, and he's been a leader for us both on the, you know, in the locker room and on the field, and so he continues to do a good job for us. He's got two juniors that kind of flank him, Colton Randall and Caleb Driscoll. Both got a lot of time last year as the season went on. We moved them up from the sophomore team. Both just real hard hitters. They come downhill at you in a hurry. And then Riley Mitchell, another senior.
And then your secondary, Mason Hamilton, returns for you. He's a big impact player.
Yeah, you know, Mason was he started at Rover for us last year as a sophomore. And it's, you know, I think he was swimming for a while. But I think as the year went on, he kind of grew into the role of that Rover position. And it's hard because you're a DB / linebacker, really. And so you take on a lot of stuff. But he's a big physical kid, so I think he does a nice job there. At cornerback, you know, like Tanner Richards and Blaine Allen, both juniors. Tanner was he broke his foot last year, so he was out almost the entire season. And Blaine spent most of the time on the sophomore team last year. And so those are two kids that have stepped up and taken on a role where they can, I think our defensive back coaches can count on them. And then at free safety right now, Dayton Porter looks to be the starter right now for week one.
The Bolts will open its regular season Friday night at Cheyenne Central. Kickoff is set for 7, and the game can be heard on 101.5 The Drive and online at basinsradio.com. That's sports. I'm Chris Brintle.